Online.
You know, living in the country can be a peaceful, relaxing experience. It can be really good. You're away from a lot of the noise, a lot of the hassles, a lot of the bustle, a lot of the things that you have to deal with when you're in a city and there's just a lot of people around. But it can also be very, very troubling when noises and people or things start showing up that should not be there. Or to others are not there. In this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear the story of a woman alone in her home, just trying to relax and take it easy and enjoy her home and her night, when suddenly more starts to happen. Her visitors, not necessarily human either. If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP on our website, ghostpodcast.com. Click Become an EPP. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. I hear the TV go off again and the front door shuts. I freeze, absolutely terrified. It was summer at the time, so there wasn't much wind. My front door is a huge, heavy wood door, so you had to push it pretty hard to close it. I wanted it specifically like that, so no one would break in. So I'm standing there terrified and I don't know what to do, so I grab a knife and walk towards the front of the house, and there's no one there. I'm trying to rationalize what was happening to calm myself down. I look all throughout the house and there's no one there. I go back to the kitchen, make my food, and eat in my office, which is downstairs, completely away from the rest of the house. After a while, I decide to pour myself some wine and watch TV for a bit. As I'm doing that, I hear the front door open, slam shut, and hear footsteps going up my stairs. They walk down the hall, and I hear a door slam again. And I start to hear footsteps running around in the room above the kitchen. Like it sounds like someone is racing from one side to the other of the room. Now I'm absolutely peeing in my pants in terror. I grab the knife and my cell phone and run as fast as I can out the front door and down the dirt road. I'm talking to 911 while I'm hyperventilating, trying to reach the nearest house. I ran 2 miles before I finally see the police lights coming. I flag them down and ride in the back with them back to my house. 3 other cop cars show up and I stay in the cars as they go inside and check out the house. About 10 minutes later, they come down and tell me what they found. So what exactly do the police find? Is there evidence of a break-in? Is there evidence of a burglar? Is there evidence of a human being there? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. We also hear the story of a group of children that are frightened by demonic laughter in their attic. A vacation ends too quickly when the footsteps and bathroom used by the ghost are excessive. And could a local homeless man know where the spirits lie? Those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our show, please support it. Help us stay on the air. That's what our EPPs do. Extra podcast person. You'll get this episode, EPP 87, all of our bonus episodes, and exclusive video content as well. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Thank you.